Harmonia, the ancient word for the union of melody and harmony and the music of the spheres. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. The countertenor voice is one of the more unique sounds heard in early music. This week, Harmonia explores the countertenor in recordings from the 1960s to the present. Part one will include performances by the early pioneers alongside the second generation. Then violinist Adrian Butterfield will perform in a new Naxos label release of music by Jean-Marie Leclerc.
Thank you.
music of Jean-Marie Leclerc, the final movement from the Sonata in A Minor, Opus 1, No. 1, was performed by Adrian Butterfield, violin, Allison McGilvery, cello, and harpsichordist Lawrence Cummings. Their performance is part of a new release of Leclerc's Opus 1 sonatas on the Naxos record label. The countertenor voice is one of the most unusual and alluring sounds heard in Western classical music. It's the highest natural male voice, and one that has been heard in recordings with increasing frequency from the middle of the 20th century to the present day. During the 1960s, however, two men began what has become a veritable proliferation of the countertenor voice in recordings. Their names were Alfred Deller and Russell Oberlin. The English countertenor Alfred Deller is considered a pioneer whose career took off in post-World War II England with the help of Michael Tippett. Deller's early musical experiences were part of the English choral tradition, yet he was especially well-known all over the world as a recitalist of Italian madrigals and Elizabethan song.
Come again, sweet love of night, thy grace.
Countertenor Alfred Deller and lutenist Robert Spencer perform John Dowland's Come Again, Sweet Love. Our next countertenor was the American counterpart to Deller, Russell Oberlin, trained at Juilliard and went on to have a short-lived but high-profile singing career. Along with his opera, oratorio, and recital appearances, he was a founding member of the New York Pro Musica.
Leave it here or not, leave it. in Braco, soga il suo.
Countertenor Russell Oberlin performed Handel's aria Vivi Tiranno with the Baroque Chamber Orchestra directed by Thomas Dunn. Welcome back to Harmonia. We're exploring some of the more notable countertenors from the 20th century. From Alfred Deller and Russell Oberlin in the 1960s, we move into the 70s, where we meet a couple of countertenors from England and one from Belgium. Englishman James Bowman's career took off towards the end of the 60s. He has since made his reputation as a noted Handel interpreter, yet he's also known for other early repertoire from the 16th through 18th centuries. And the music of Benjamin Britten has been one of his strengths.
Thank you.
Countertenor James Bowman sang Purcell's Hear the Deities Approve with the King's Consort under the direction of Robert King. Another British countertenor of note from the 1970s is Paul Eswood, who is primarily known for his participation in the first complete period instrument recording of Johann Sebastian Bach's cantatas on the Teldec label with directors Gustav Leonhardt and Nicholas Harnoncourt. Here's Paul Eswood singing the aria Kein Arzt ist außer dir zu finden from Cantata BWV 103. Eswood is joined by recorder soloist Franz Brüggen.
Thank you.
Paul Eswood performed the aria Kein Arzt ist außer dir zu finden from Johann Sebastian Bach's cantata BWV 103. The Leonhard Consort performed under the direction of Gustav Leonhard. Belgian countertenor René Jacobs is known today as a famous early opera director and teacher, having nurtured, among others, a number of singers who are well known. His early career, though, was marked by his own success as a countertenor. His repertoire is noted for a wide spectrum of early music, beginning with the Renaissance and moving right through the 18th century. Countertenor René Jacobs sang an aria from Alessandro Scarlatti's Il Primo Omicidio with the Baroque Orchestra Akademie für Alte Musik Berlin. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, publisher of Early Music America magazine, on the web at earlymusic.org. I'm Angela Mariani. This week on Harmonia, we're listening to some of the most well-known countertenors of the 20th century. If the 60s and 70s had a few prominent countertenors, then the 1980s significantly added to the list, including Americans and Frenchmen. Jeffrey Gall is an American countertenor who specializes in Baroque opera. He holds the distinction of being the first countertenor to perform in a significant role at the Metropolitan Opera in New York. Here's Gall in a scene from Francesco Cavalli's opera Xerxes. A brief exchange with countertenor Dominique Wyss is followed by Gall in the aria Innamorato Cor.
Sfoda star tra i fili, carro mil dalla porti, o scenderò tra i morti. Chi parlarli volete, quanto non li scrivete, ma famo signor, io l'ho pensata bene. Dite che io vado con felicità,
così t'auguro, va.
Lasciate far a me, voglio servirvi a te.
Countertenor Jeffrey Gall sang the aria Innamorato Cor from Cavalli's opera Xerxes. René Jacobs directed the concerto vocale. Another prominent American countertenor is Drew Minter, who championed Handel's opera roles under Nicholas McGuigan and the Philharmonia Baroque Orchestra. He's also known as a stage director and for the acclaimed medieval ensemble Trefoil. We'll hear Minter performing with the Newbery Consort in Landini's Ballata El Gran Desio.
El Gran Desio è lonto c'è speranza chi è in
Oh,
si può aver fida.
Minter and the Newbery Consort performed Landini's Ballata El Gran Desio. French countertenor Dominique Vis is best known as the founder of Ensemble Clément Jeannequin, a group specializing in vocal music of the Renaissance. Yet he's explored a vast amount of early repertoire, including oratorio and opera. Dominique Wyss performed Albinoni's aria Gia Plettri et Cetre with the ensemble Baroque de Nice. Welcome back to Harmonia. We're exploring the recordings of some of the finest countertenors from the 1980s. Like his English predecessors, Michael Chance arrived on the scene with a choral background and has since made a name for himself in opera, oratorio, and smaller-scale early repertoire. In the area of new music, he's had quite a few compositions written specifically for him by a number of composers, including Anthony Powers, John Taverner, and Elvis Costello. Michael Chance sang Morenica Dame un Beso by Miguel Fuegnana. Dramatic and flamboyant, Derek Lee Reagan is the first prominent African-American countertenor. An Oberlin graduate, he's also one of the first countertenors to appear at the Metropolitan Opera in a substantial role. Reagan is particularly known for his memorable portrayals of Handel opera roles.
Disturba, oh, 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 oh.
Derek Lee Reagan performed an aria from Handel's opera Giulio Cesare. René Jacobs directed Concerto Köln. Our new release of the week features the violin music of Jean-Marie Leclerc on the Naxos label. Leclerc's Opus 1 violin sonatas, number 1 through 4, are performed by Adrian Butterfield, violin, Allison McGilvery, cello, and harpsichordist Lawrence Cummings.
Thank you.
An adagio from Jean-Marie Leclerc's violin sonata in D major, opus 1, number 4. It was performed by Adrian Butterfield, violin, Allison McGilvery, cello, and harpsichordist Lawrence Cummings. Their performance is part of a new release of Leclerc's opus 1 violin sonatas on the Naxos label. Speaking of new releases, Harmonia also produces a short weekly podcast in which our writer Bernard Gordillo digs through recently released and classic recordings to bring you the very best from the world of early music. You can subscribe to the podcast at WFIU.org or through iTunes. Support for Harmonia is made possible in part by the Crystal DeHaan Family Foundation, serving organizations in central Indiana and recognizing the children and families of Crystal House International. More information about Harmonia and Harmonia's CD Beautiful Baroque, Music for Weddings and Other Special Occasions, is on our website, harmonia.indiana.edu. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Bernard Gordillo. Thanks to our studio engineer, Mike Pashkash, and our staff, Carrie Boyce, David Wood, Luann Johnson, and Scott Witzke. Additional technical support comes from KOHM at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. Listeners who enjoy Harmonia may also enjoy WFIU's Ether Game Musical Mini Quiz podcast, available for download at WFIU.org with a click on the podcast button. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and part of the educational mission of Indiana University. Christina Kuzmich is our executive producer, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia. Okay.